Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Paul Douglas, Sunday morning, Devin Marshall producing. Thank you for tuning in this morning. And I have to say, as an aside, talking about the weather the past couple of months has been sweet relief. Yeah, we've had a few hailstorms. There have been a few minor tornadoes, small ones, small spin-ups, but no biblical floods with the exception of that mega rain a couple of Saturdays ago. It's been a nice summer. Imagine that. I can't remember a summer recently where we've had so many sunny, beautiful, postcard perfect days. Today is going to be one more example of that, a little hint of September in the air. My friend Dr. Mark Seely kindly agreed to come on this morning. Of course, you know Dr. Seely. He's a fixture when it comes to meteorology and climatology, connecting the dots, providing perspective. Dr. Mark, thanks for coming on this morning.
Very happy to be with you, Paul. It's been a long time since we've had a chance to chat together.
I know. And look, you've been a friend over the years. You've been a mentor. You've encouraged me. You've encouraged a lot of people who have an interest in meteorology. And you've written a couple of amazing books. And what I appreciate about you, other than your smarts and your humility, is your ability to connect the dots and do something no app can do. And that's provide context and perspective. When you look back at the summer so far, we're what, about 2 months into meteorological summer, what stands out to you?
Well, aside from everything else, and weather and climate obviously being a common bond for all of us to talk about during these troubling times of the pandemic, one thing listeners might want to be aware of is the summer growing season, for the most part, has been rather kind to our Minnesota farmers. We currently sit more than halfway through the growing season, Paul, and with the weather we've had, we have about close to 85% of the state corn and 85% of the state soybean crop are rated to be in good to excellent condition. We had timely planting take place in May. And even though we've had certainly hotter than normal temperatures, we've had, for most part, ample enough moisture, both from the sky as well as what was stored in the soil from last year's excessively wet year, that the crop has not been under much stress at all. So it's doing rather well. So for the most part, I think in greater Minnesota, our farmers are smiling, despite, as you say, the odd, spotty hailstorm and heavy rainfall and things like that.
Boy, I'm so relieved to hear that. The past couple of years, farmers just could not catch a break. So I'm happy that the pendulum's swinging back in a more reasonable direction. Mark, speaking of rains, we had that mega rain a couple of Saturdays ago down around Mankato. As much as 8 to 10 inches of rain, and you document this in your latest report, Minnesota Weather Talk, which comes out weekly, and I suggest if you're interested in weather, That's one newsletter you want to subscribe to. Tell us a little bit about mega rains. And, you know, by my counting, we've had 21 since about 1858. 14 of those have been since 83. Do we have enough data to say that's because of a warming climate, or could it just be random?
Oh, it's far from random. I would dismiss random right at the outset. And you've talked about this a lot, you know. First off, for listeners, the mega rain is a rare event historically, all the way back to statehood. The Minnesota State Climate Office has analyzed these, as have other state climatology offices. They're rare in our neck of the woods because it's a 6-inch or greater 24-hour rainfall that covers 1,000 square miles. So it's a big footprint storm. It's not a minor footprint storm. It's a sizable footprint storm with a interior or somewhere in that bullseye a core value of 8 inches or greater. The one we had that you referred to in south central Minnesota, Nicollet and Blue Earth and Sibley and Le Sueur and those counties, was the first one since 2016. But you're quite right. In recent decades, we've had far more frequency of these than we have throughout our statehood history. And we all, you and I both know, as do the majority of climate scientists, that this is because of the change in the atmosphere up in our neck of the woods in Minnesota. We've warmed, and with that warming, the mixing depth of the atmosphere where all the heat and moisture mix has increased, the water holding capacity of the atmosphere has increased. And so it's natural that over time, when we have the dynamics to pull the trigger for a severe thunderstorm, that we oftentimes have a higher potential for intense rain.
Right. And people often bring up the Dust Bowl days back in the 1930s when Minnesota set many of its records. You know, it did seem to be significantly hotter in the 1930s, but correct me if I'm wrong, all the papers I've looked at suggest that was a regional event, pretty much limited to the central USA. It was not global in nature. And what sets this apart is the fact that it's global. Everybody is seeing at least some warming for the most part. And the increase in warming is also increasing the capacity of the atmosphere to hold more water. I mean, are we imagining things, or is it really becoming more humid out there over time?
No, I don't think we're imagining things at all. And also what listeners might want to understand is we live in a geographic region where this trend is really amplified, Paul, over, say, the subtropics or the tropics. Because the mixing depth of the atmosphere is changing in the mid to high latitudes, this is changing hemispherically. So if you look at the intense rainfalls in the mid to high latitudes, and you look all around the northern hemisphere, you can see the same kind of things going on in many, many places. For example, Environment Canada reports over Churchill up on the Hudson Bay, south shores of the Hudson Bay. They've had up to a 4-inch thunderstorm rainfall at 59 degrees north latitude. Now, that's almost unimaginable for you and I that both have long careers in meteorology. Can you imagine being up that close to the Arctic Circle and getting a 4-inch thunderstorm rain?
No. No, I can't. And I'm seeing things, especially in the Arctic, that cause me great concern. I mean, it seems like the rate of ice melt in the Arctic is happening even faster than some of the climate scientists were predicting. So I guess at the end of the day, are you optimistic that we as a nation eventually will figure this out and come up with policy that lowers emissions while boosting the economy? Or does it depend on the day whether you're optimistic or pessimistic?
Well, it does wax and wane a bit, Paul, as it does, I think, with almost everybody. But having worked at the university for over 40 years and been exposed to these brilliant young minds that are coming along to fill these voids in science, I am more optimistic. I think the younger people get this. They believe the science. They see what's going on. And also I see almost a bubbling up effect. A lot of people in the local units of government, local communities, they see what's happening. They see what's happening to the cherished landscape resources that they love so much. And so I think there's a bubbling up of awareness and knowledge that's going to take over, and that we are going to move more aggressively in terms of both adaptation and mitigation policies as we go through this next decade or so.
Well, I appreciate your optimism, and thank you for coming on this morning, Mark. It's great to have you on
the show. It's always good to talk with you, Paul. I certainly hope we can do it again. One real quick comment about a sort of a silver lining in our weather to start the month of August. I saw over Big Stone, Traverse, Douglas, Swift, Pope, and Stevens counties, the area covered under moderate drought in Minnesota as we entered the month, they just reported 1.5 to 2 inches of rain. So by golly, they started the month with an upturn there. That should help alleviate their moisture stress out there a little bit.
Well, that is good news. I know we tend to dry out statewide in August, and there were those pockets, as you discussed, of moderate drought, west central Minnesota, up in the Duluth area.
Right.
But the drought area seems to be shrinking, at least in the short term, right?
Yes, and it's expected from the NOAA Climate Prediction Center, it's expected for the rest of the growing season that we might see further mitigation in that, or further shrinkage of that as we get deeper into the growing season.
Dr. Mark Seely, thank you for joining us. Hope to make this a habit, and enjoy your day. Say hi to Cindy for me.
I will. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate your perspective.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.